Chance loves destiny. Fate is supposed to be a predetermined course of events. Some say that the evolution of life was not random chance, but was bound to happen pretty much as it did. Which means that my writing about fate and drinking a Sam Adams ale at 09:47 in the morning was pretty much in the clockwork way back when our star began collecting planets around 4 or 5 billion years ago. I know exactly what you're thinking. What if Jim Cook had decided to keep his regular job and not started the Samuel Adams Brewery in the first place? This introduces the question of choice. For that matter, what if Samuel Adams had remained a Tory? Well, in that case, I may be drinking a Nathan Hale pale ale, and it probably would have been brewed by some other pencil-necked rich kid who had the cojones to be different. But I'd still be here doing this. Of course, I don't wish to discount the beauty of randomness. Was it predestined that Grimace, the purple shake guy, should look like a giant butt plug? Of course not. Why the name Grimace? Because the shake is so cold? Because the butt plug is so big? Or because the butt plug is so cold? Or is it because the battery keeps going and going and going? The coincidence of a deep anal massage appliance and a children's marketing icon coalescing in the name Grimace is simply one of the random beauties of creation that we must not take for granted. Tessa says that butt plugs don't have batteries. Excuse me? How would a woman know? Operating the butt plug is the man's job. Some have batteries and some don't. Once again, that's just a whim of the butt plug engineers. And it is mere random chance which ones get batteries and which don't. It's a beautiful thing, okay? So stop trying to introduce a divisive doctrine here, Tessa. Nevertheless, fate still exists. The elections yesterday proved that. 2 years ago this week, I predicted that the party in power would lose seats in Congress. I didn't predict that the swing voters would swing against the guy they once loved. I wouldn't want to ruin anyone's fun. The world works best when people think they have a choice. But swing voters are just as predictable as the hardliners. We know they'll swing. That's why we call them swing voters. But let's not tell them that. I hate to bring this up, but... No, actually, I love bringing this up. I also predicted that the current president would be called a Muslim idiot communist whatever whatever, just as the last one was considered a mentally retarded antichrist. And the new Congress is sure to bring the nation to financial ruin, just as all Congresses before it have done. It isn't fair that I should have all this fun. Most people cannot afford a mid-morning Samuel Adams. Never fear. A truly compassionate society such as ours will certainly find a way to afford a subsidy for those who are forced to swill natural light from dawn to dusk. Am I making another prediction? Perhaps. We shall wait and see. In the meantime, I invite all the world to behold the grave countenance of fate which sets off the delicate and breathtaking beauty of randomness.